society, always be aware of your surroundings. They are among us. They always have been. The true criminal minds, killers, evil, and some are monsters. Welcome to True Criminal Minds with Douglas Boyd. True Criminal Minds gives you the stories of the most notorious and the most vile among us. We do not cheer them. Rather, we expose their evil. We do always advocate, lift up, and pray for their victims. Welcome to True Criminal Minds. For over 100 years, we have wondered who was Jack the Ripper. There is almost no one in today's modern society that has not heard of Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper slaughtered women in the poor neighborhood slums of East London in the 1800s. Their throats were cut and they were mutilated. At least three of the victims had their internal organs removed, which brought about the rumor that Jack the Ripper might be a doctor or a surgeon. Most of these poor women were prostitutes. By 1888, there were over 62 brothels and over 1,200 prostitutes working in the streets of Whitechapel in East London. Jack the Ripper had many victims to choose from. We really don't know how many people were murdered by Jack the Ripper, but those officially associated with Jack the Ripper are as follows: Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly. On Friday, August the 31st, 1888, the body of Mary Ann Nichols was discovered. Her throat was cut in two places. One cut almost severed her vertebrae. Her vagina was stabbed twice. Her lower abdomen was ripped open. London had a sick, twisted psychopath on the loose. 1 week later, Saturday, September the 8th, 1888, the body of Annie Chapman was found. Just like Mary Nichols, her throat was cut twice. As in the Nichols case, her abdomen was slit open. Her internal organs were exposed. Her uterus and sections of her vagina were removed. And this is one sick, twisted mind. A witness saw Chapman with a man wearing a black deerstalker hat and a dark overcoat. It was reported that he had a shabby appearance. Some of the other women also were seen with a man in an overcoat with a shabby appearance. The women were savagely mauled, and Jack the Ripper was just getting started. Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes were both killed in the early hours of September the 30th, 1888. Elizabeth Stride had her throat slit. Catherine Eddowes was found in a town square an hour later after Stride's body had been found. It is thought that Jack was somehow surprised by someone, as he didn't mutilate the body of Mary Ann Nichols, so he quickly found another victim to get his twisted, sick psychopath fix. Catherine Eddowes had her throat slit, and what Jack didn't do to Nichols, he more than made up for with poor Catherine Eddowes. Eddowes' throat was slit, abdomen was jaggedly ripped open, and her intestines removed and placed on her shoulder, among other things that he did to her. The murders of Eddowes and Nichols became known as the double event. Mary Jane Kelly was found in her bed at 13 Miller's Court on Friday, November the 9th, 1888. Her face had been hacked beyond recognition. Her throat was severed to the spine, her abdomen emptied of organs, her uterus, kidneys, and breast placed beneath her head. Her heart was missing from the crime scene and never recovered. Mary Jane Kelly was considered to be the last victim of Jack the Ripper, but there were more murders. There were many theories over who Jack the Ripper was. Was he a member of the royal family? Was one theory. Was he a surgeon? Another theory. But according to an NBC News article and many other news agencies, Jack the Ripper's identity might finally be known. I'm going to read from an NBC News article entitled Jack the Ripper's Identity May Finally Be Known Thanks to DNA. Researchers tested blood and semen found on a shawl near the body of the killer's fourth victim, a woman whose mutilated body was found September 1888. The identity of Jack the Ripper, the notorious serial killer from the late 1800s in England, may finally be known. A DNA forensic investigation published this month by two British researchers in the Journal of Forensic Science identifies Aaron Kosminski, a 23-year-old Polish barber and someone who was a prime suspect at the time, as the likely killer. The semen stains match the sequence of one of the main police suspects, Aaron Kosminski, said the study authored by Jerry Llewellyn, I think I mispronounced that, of Liverpool, John Moores University, and David Miller of the University of Leeds. The murderer, dubbed Jack the Ripper, killed at least five women from August to November of 1888 in the Whitechapel district of London. The study's authors conducted genetic testing of blood and semen on the shawl found near the body of Catherine Eddowes, the killer's fourth victim, whose badly mutilated body was discovered on September the 30th, 1888. The brutal murders and the mystery behind the killer's identity and motive inspired countless novels, films, and theories over the past 130 years. Kosminski, who apparently vanished after the murders, has previously been named as a possible suspect, but his guilt has been a matter of debate and never confirmed. The researchers said that they have been analyzing the silk shawl for the past 8 years, and that to their knowledge, the shawl referred to in this paper is the only piece of physical evidence known to be associated with these murders. Through analysis of fragments of the victim and the suspect's mitochondrial DNA, which is passed down solely from one's mother, researchers were able to compare that with samples taken from living descendants of Eddowes and Kosminski. The paper also states that the suspect's characteristics derived from the DNA match the only eyewitness's accounts to the murders, which law enforcement had ruled reliable. The study said its findings represent the first systematic molecular level analysis of the only surviving physical evidence linked to the Jack the Ripper murders. I have read several articles that dispute these findings because they say that the shawl could have been contaminated over the years, and that's true, but what are the odds that it could still be linked to the Kosminski DNA? Those odds are very slim, folks. It is very likely that Aaron Kosminski was Jack the Ripper. And should be noted that after he was put in an asylum, the mutilation murders, in East London stopped. Was Aaron Kosminski Jack the Ripper? We may never know. Whoever Jack the Ripper was, what demonic torment was on this man's mind to make him do these things? The mind of a psychopath. Thank you for joining us today on True Criminal Minds. Join us next time as we delve into the sick, twisted mind of True Criminal Minds.